Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet ﷺ regarding cleanliness. In this tradition, the Holy Prophet ﷺ says, "Purify these bodies and Allah will purify you." Meaning, purify your bodies from uncleanliness, both spiritual and physical, and Allah will purify you from your sins. He will forgive you for your sins. In continuation, the Prophet says, "For when a servant sleeps in a state of purity," right here, after mentioning a general rule, the Prophet ﷺ mentions an instance, an application of the rule. Right? In general terms, the Prophet said, "Keep clean. If you're clean, you know Allah will forgive your sins." Then he mentions a particular instance and practical application of it, how we can remain clean and how it eliminates us from sin. The Prophet says, "For when a servant sleeps in a state of purity, an angel sleeps with him, engaged in his remembrance." Right? So the Prophet says, it's almost as some you might ask, how do we keep pure, or what is one instance of keeping pure? The Prophet says, one of the instances of being pure and being purified is to sleep in a state of purity. Like, for example, you can make the wuzu, the ablutions, before you go to sleep. If a person sleeps in a state of purity, an angel sleeps with him, engaged in his remembrance. Any time of the night when he turns over, the angel says, "O Allah, forgive your servant, for he has slept pure." Right. So when we're sleeping and unconscious, if we're in a state of purity, if we toss and turn, if we turn over to the other side, right, the angel who is with us, he asks God to forgive our sins on our behalf because of the purity that we performed before we went to sleep. Now, this is one of the practical ways in which we can remain pure and use this purity to acquire the forgiveness from sins. Right. In a similar tradition, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Indeed, Allah is pleasant and loves all that is pleasant." It is a very famous tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet, both in Shiite books and Sunni books. God is pleasant, tayyib, yuhibbu tayyib, and he loves all things that are pleasant. In a similar tradition, it's been narrated, God is beautiful, and he loves all things that are beautiful. Inna Allaha jameel, yuhibbul jamal. He loves beauty, or he loves all things beautiful. In this tradition, the Prophet says, God is pleasant and he loves all things that are good and pleasant. He is clean and loves cleanliness. Nadifun yuhibbu nidafa. Obviously, here by clean, when we say God is clean, we don't mean he's physically clean or he has ritual purity. Right? It means that he's perfect. Right? He's free and he's pure from all imperfection. He loves his servants to be clean and pure from impurities. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at cleanliness in the words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد
محمد وآل